Hi, Alyssa.
Hey, Yona. How are you?
Hello, Scott Mismer.
Yes.
So, I first of all, as a side note, I don't like all of the hanky panky on this case.
Yeah, I'm like, uh-huh.
Yeah, I can't call. I have no cell phone reception. Bullshit.
Yeah, he was like, oh, you know, there's some people in Pennsylvania that they just don't have signal. And I'm like, uh-huh. I said, he doesn't have Wi-Fi. You're telling me he has no Wi-Fi. Like, you the bar's right downstairs. You don't have Wi-Fi downstairs?
Okay. 19512. Where are you at? It is pretty rural.
He said he doesn't have Wi-Fi, that his phone always has issue with Wi-Fi there and connection.
He does live in the sticks. For the record, the app works offline, and when you get online, it uploads. You should just be aware. You should just be aware of that. So when they say, oh, we don't have internet connection, you say, it's okay, it's fine. You just log in, you log your visit, and when you have a connection, it will upload for you. It's fine.
Genius. Okay, it's perfect.
Yeah, you should be aware of that. They do live in middle of nowhere. It happens to be. Now, in terms of the location, the UPMC response was pretty much that it has not been approved. I'll tell you the back end of that. The SC was most likely never discussed servicing outside of his home. Since they never discussed it, right, and she is not aware of it, she's saying, I have no way of dealing with that. That's not approved, pretty much.
That's what I pretty much figured.
It's not approved. It has to be only at his house.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is if he's living in someone else's house, the assessment changes completely.
Oh.
You understand? Because the question of the assessment is somebody around. Do you have someone around in terms of safety if no one's available? There's a lot of questions on the assessment that depend on location. And if they decide to switch location with no notice on the SC side, then yeah. Okay?
Got it.
So you can tell them the service must be at his house for now, Farmington Avenue, room 3. And if the insurance approves, then you can have a different location. But the home care services are only approved at the service location for now.
And that's okay. What I told him.
That is it. Okay.
Yeah, because I told him, I said no. I said, unless the service coordinator gives us the green light to do so, you have to service the patient in the home. And then he said, yeah, but, you know, I take the patient over here, and we go over there, and and I was like, okay,
again, if they're how many hours is this? 16 and a half hours a week. You're getting 16 and a half hours a week, right? Those hours are not to take the patient on a trip. Those hours are just to help him out here and there around the house, meal prep, bathing. That's what it's for. You want to run an errand, it's fine. But for you to transport or to take him out is not what the home care is for. It's called home care for a reason, okay? Yep. Occasional trip is fine, but you have 16 and a half hours a week. You're not going to be using 25-30% of that for trips out. If you are, he's going to lose his services. So, you know. That conversation needs to be had, and it looks like they're trying to get a free ride. It's the wrong MCO to do that with.
Out of all of them. I had told them. I said usually no, because the service, like you said, I said the services have to be done in the patient's home, and also with the clocking in and out. I said you have to You have to use the app. I don't know if Valeria has spoken to him or if he said anything.
Valeria is requesting a fob on Smartsheets.
Oh, so I mean. I'll let her know about the app thing so that they're aware.
Just tell them you can download the app, set it up, or you can tell Valeria. I'll call Valeria. I have to talk to her about a different client anyway. This is Morales' case that just started, and PA Health and Wellness notes say they're no longer eligible, which could either mean Stephanie Morales. Stephanie Morales is... in PA Health and Wellness system, as of 8-1, is not eligible. But that could also mean an MCO switch. So, because PA Health and Wellness will list them as ineligible if they went to a different MCO. So let's see. PL from Ramos did cut them, and they are with AmeriHealth Caritas.
Yeah, because her, what's her name? I know the supervisor. What's her, I forgot her name. Thais is the service coordinator supervisor for her.
You know, there's no issue. It's just that they're no longer with PL from Ramos.
Oh, la la.
So, yeah, I'll notify them.
Fun. Is there anything else I needed to ask?
All right, took care of that one. Next. I'll call Valeria about Mismer. No problem.
Cool. All righty. Mucho thank yous.
You got it. Call me.
Okay. All right, we'll do. Bye.